This is KUT. Community First is a new self-sustaining community. There will be jobs and services for people who will live there. The vegetables, chicken, and honey available for meals will be grown there. The development broke ground yesterday off Decker Lane in Northeast Austin. If you happen to go by, the colorful cottages will catch your eye. And KUT's Joy Diaz reports, what you may not see at first glance is that the community is a sort of experiment to end homelessness.
It's been 10 years since Alan Graham had a dream. In his dream, he built a community where people who are homeless were welcome. But every time he talked about the dream, he was told it was a great idea, but nobody wanted it in their backyard. Fast forward a few years, and Graham was able to partner with two successful Austin businesses, the Alamo Draft House and Hotel San Jose. That's how Graham was able to break ground on his dream Wednesday.
We'd like to invite all of our residents and our future potential residents to come over to this pile and grab a shovel and let's party.
Every morning and evening, Graham delivers meals to people who are homeless. His nonprofit is called Mobile Loaves and Fishes. He also has been buying RVs and has been moving people off the streets. He owns 60 RVs all over town, but they're often far from services like mental health clinics, and the people who want to turn their lives around and live in a permanent place struggle to find jobs. That's why the partnership with the Alamo Draft House and Hotel San Jose was so crucial. They will build a bed and breakfast and an outdoor theater inside the Community First grounds.
The people that are going to work in that environment, that are going to provide the food service, the hospitality, the landscaping, and the maintenance, are all going to be people that live inside this community, and that's awesome. Thank you.
Savvy businessmen, seasoned politicians, and even some law enforcement officials attending the ceremony had tears in their eyes after hearing the stories of the people who are formerly homeless.
Who's not crying now?
Cisco Pruitt was not crying, though. He's not homeless anymore, and he says Community First will almost be ideal. But the people who will be working there will need to be a little less idealistic if they want to succeed.
Because I've been on the streets, and I don't care what kind of community you have, there are always going to be conflict. All the homeless community, you have different pockets of homeless, and their little camp, their little enclosure, it's almost tribal.
Pruitt says only those who've been inside know the culture, and it's crucial to teach it to others to be successful. The ultimate goal is to have 240 homes at Community First. Some will be small cottages, some will be RVs, and still more will be tipis. Once Mobile Loaves and Fishes completes its $7 million capital campaign, the community will be ready to start moving people in. But the nonprofit is not sure how long that will take. Joy Diaz, KUT News.